Some locals are feeling conflicted about Miami Beach's public breakup with spring break. After a few rough years of vandalism, shootings, and drunken arrests, the city released a video announcing new restrictions to keep spring break under control.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access,
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
But some business owners are worried about the impact the new rules will have on their lives. For more, let's bring in Veronica Zaragovia. She's a reporter with member station WLRN in Miami. And listen to those birds, folks. She's bringing us to Ocean Drive in South Beach. Veronica, hello.
Hi, Deepa. Thank you for having me.
I understand that many of these new spring break rules are already in place in Miami. What's it looking like right now?
It is quiet right now and we can hear the birds, but between 6 a.m. Thursday and 6 a.m. of Monday, a lot of restrictions go into effect to avoid the overcrowding and violence that has been taking place over the last several years.
Yeah, and remind us how wild spring break can get down there on Miami Beach.
You'll just see tons of people congregating, dancing, but then the problem is that there have been gunshots and it's led to very dangerous stampedes. And then last year, two fatal gunshots took place. And that's when the city decided that they had to implement very strict rules ahead of time rather than wait and do things retroactively.
Okay. I imagine this is having an impact on tourism because that's a huge part of Florida's economy. You spoke with David Wallach. He owns Mango's Tropical Cafe on Ocean Drive.
I totally understand the city's decisions in doing all of this, but when you talk about for a business, any business, not just my business, and all my staff really, and making a living for their families, it's devastating.
Amina, that's a hard line to walk between keeping law and order and keeping your business open. We heard from some members of the Black Affairs Advisory Committee that they weren't consulted on the city's new campaign and that they believe the rules will send unwelcoming messages to Black tourists. What can you tell us about that?
This has come up in past years. Black officials and leaders will say that these measures come across as racist. But the response from the police chief, Wayne Jones, who's the city's first Black police chief, has been that the city wants tourists to come. Its economy depends on tourism. Just follow the rules and have fun, and then everybody is welcome here.
And we do know that there is a huge increase of police officers in the area, both on the beach and Ocean Drive. But can you tell me, is the messaging actually working and deterring tourists from visiting?
Yes, Deepa, I would say that it has been effective. I've seen it even on TikTok where people will say, don't come down here because it really is. There's not much to do. Last weekend was very quiet and the police department told me that nothing noteworthy happened to report. No shootings and no stampedes.
That's Veronica Zaragovia, reporter with member station WLRN. She's joining us from Ocean Drive in South Beach. Thank you so much, Veronica.
Thank you so much, Deepa.